After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
DJ Jesse Jenna here in studio for Love and Hip Hop New York After Show. I'm joined in studio by my miss Canalia Strawick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
All of a sudden, you want to act brand new. Take her back to the 90s, bitch. Be bust. Oh, step on, I am Wallace.
What up, y'all? What up?
All right, we know when Canalia was in her freaky days, her Chrissy days.
So them 90s was serious for Canalia, ain't it?
You never seen Canalia used to be on a booty mat.
I didn't know that.
And a booty when I was like 8? What? No. Was straight stunting? No, it wasn't no booty mat.
It was a fold-out and jet.
But you throwing it back like you got skills in that
I'm
area.
I'm from Michigan. All we did, let me tell y'all this. All we used to do, we used to go roller skating in high school, middle school. And from 7 to 11, it was the full thing. From 7 to 9, it was skating. And from 9 to 11, it was dancing. So you would take the skates off and you would just dance the whole time.
That's where Beyonce got 7-Eleven from.
Yeah, it'd be dancing. We would like dancing contests. Every Friday and Saturday.
I do have to say, I went for Cornelia's birthday. We went to roller skating.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he was there too. We love it. But didn't you feel like Cornelia had... I felt like Cornelia was home, happy.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
He was just holding hands.
It was like a rewind in time. She went back in time. And
I was very thankful that you had your party there because I would never go into a skating rink.
Neither would I.
Not here.
It was nice.
I'm like a pedophile. There were so many kids. I was like, what am I doing
there
here?
There was mad kids.
Too
I'm
many
sorry.
White people. Speaking of white people, Chrissy and Chinks. So we get the first scene. Chinks is clutching his pearls with his Newport because it was cold at the graveyard. Went to go see his mom's grave. He was, real stressed about the birth control and the booty mags. So he had to go see his mom's grave.
Yeah.
So then we go see him. He goes and talks to Chinks, well, to his dad. And his father... I was a little confused with the advice that his father was trying to give him at first. At the end of the episode, he gave great advice. But at the beginning, he said, you know, the thing about it is you just have to adapt a happy attitude.
Like, what?
You can't just say that to somebody that would never even understand how to adapt. First of all, I'm curious if he even knows what adapting means.
Right.
Well, ain't no thug. Chink is too hood. You know, there are some people in life who are just too hood. Everything he does is goon-like. Even when he went to the cemetery, he pulled up, he had his triple fat goose on, got out of the car with a half-smoked cigarette, like, you know, I'm like the crazy though. Like, he just too hood.
With the fur. Well, my thing is I really want to know what his wife looks like.
Yeah.
Because in my head... She's white, she's blonde, and he has like three little Swiss Alp kids, like in my head. And that's why the father's like, I don't want you leaving her.
No.
No?
No, I think differently. I think she's definitely black.
Okay.
Almost guaranteed. Y'all let us know if y'all know about it, though.
That's why he's trying to get out of it.
Well, I ain't saying that he's trying to get away
What's
from the black woman.
That's not
what I'm saying.
I'm
one Jesse said. Jesse implied that. I did not.
But you see what we're doing?
The black man
I'm throwing a wiffle ball to Canelia.
Because you know I
to get it started for you.
Don't get me started. Y'all know I'd be righteous. I got a natural now.
You do. Your natural's nice.
Shut.
It's very nice.
I got
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Stand up for certain things.
I got a natural.
So I got to say something. I have to speak out. Okay, Selma. Chink's dad said, do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy. And immediately, and they crash cut to Chink's confessional. He was like, that's Chrissy. Hmm. That means, that's saying a lot to me. I mean, I know he's looking for his dad's advice and, you know, his family's acceptance and all this good stuff. At the end of the day, if Chrissy makes you happy, go with Chrissy. Be with Chrissy.
Okay.
White, black, or other.
Because looking at Chink's father, looking at his mouth, his grill piece, I'm looking like he had a lot of happiness in his life.
Yes. Well, his dad looked like he low-key wanted to touch Chrissy's butt, though.
He looked
came
like,
and he was like, how do you do?
He was looking at her like he already knew what her pussy tasted like.
He looked like he really was like...
No, he ain't from... He's actually from the 50s, so he don't know what I wouldn't think a Caucasian woman's vagina.
That's true. Like, you're right. Because that ain't.
He
the
don't
thing.
Know about that. That was not in.
Yo,
it wasn't popping.
There's no possible. Come on, these white girls have been freaks for a long time.
That's true. But black, if you think of, if you talk to an old school black man, he ain't fooling with that. That's just mm-hmm. not their thing. Mm-hmm. They be like, I ain't even white women. Like they don't even.
It ain't even socially acceptable amongst like the culture of African Americans back then. They was like,
but
no,
I just feel like he handled the whole Chrissy thing way differently than I thought he was going to. Because the way that the cousin made it seem like Chink's dad gonna be there.
That's because he's too hood. You can't talk to no hood dude and get the real, because it's always going to be overgassed. It's going to be too dramatic. Like, yo, you bring that bitch
yo,
up. Like, it's not even like that.
Right?
And then you get there and it's all good.
And low key, Chrissy is kind of above Chink's level. I mean, look at Chink's again.
His name's Chink.
I'm just talking physically. I know that she's a madam, a prostitute, you know, probably a stripper because everybody
is. I think they're right on the same level.
Yeah?
I think they chilling on the same
bus. I think Dad saw like a decent-looking white lady and was like,
no, she started crying. He was like, oh, you got this white girl crying now. Like, you better stare her at least for another year.
I think what it was when Chrissy started talking about how she's so loyal to Chink, right then I think that's what sold him. Because when you tell somebody's parent... that I know he's married, but I'm still loyal, and I'm going to be riding with your son. I mean, that's it. That's mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. She cool with you being married? Cool. That's it.
Either y'all going to be really good together, or you going to get arrested. That's mm-hmm. kind of like what's going to happen. Arrested. Whenever you're dating a white girl, you know, I have experience.
I respect that Chink's dad said he will never turn his back on Chink's wife. And you know, consider that family forever, because that's the old school way of going about it. Like, that's your family. That's literally blood.
Yeah, and you've created a life or lives. He got kids, right? More than one.
Chink has kids.
So then Chrissy gets driven down to D.C. She had her Meet the Family wig on. She had a little cross on from Forever 21. Chink's still upset about this booty mag. They go inside. Chink's daddy was all smiles. Met Chrissy.
You know, I don't think he was upset still. I think with Chink's, I think he felt like, I'm already progressing to this meet my father situation, and I still ain't handled that. We got that unresolved. So on the front lawn, let's...
Chink's dad probably has that magazine in the bathroom.
And it's all sticky and...
His daddy ain't going to get that magazine. Chink daddy only probably listened to
Al Jarreau.
No, he probably listened to his oldies and the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Frankie Beverly and Maze.
He listening to. If it ain't on the Tom Joyner Morning Show and it ain't about the Tom Joyner Morning Show cruise, he ain't hearing it.
And he's still
Black
be flirting with Miss Johnson down at the corner
Black
store.
America Web, he don't know about it.
Black America EUR Web. So then we get Yandy and Mendeecees upset with, you know, Yandy feeling like she can control his business. I understand it to a certain point. Then we get Yandy talking about Remy, which that kind of got washed out. Like, we didn't have no idea what's going on with Remy. Now, I heard a bunch of tea. So, I heard some stuff that both of y'all...
Right, we both like...
So, I heard that Yandy and Remy have been friends for a while. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some pictures of them, like, hugged up, like... taking pictures together. Now then another fan came out and said, well, wait, don't get it twisted. Like, they've known of each other. That picture makes them look like they were close, but they weren't actually that close. Either or, Yandy was aware and is aware of who this girl is. And to me, how Yandy presented it was like, she ain't never heard of this bitch before. Like, all of a sudden, like, who's this bitch walking up in there? True. Then we come to find out that Kimbella already had an issue with her. It just sounds all too fishy for me. Like, this script right here, like, I don't know.
So it sounds like the girl was around in a party capacity, because if Kimbella was around, Kimbella still hosts parties. Sound like, and her and Yandy used to host parties together before Yandy got pregnant. It sounds like the girl was around, and then Mendici's in, like, the little circle or whatever, and they're like, chopping it up and taking, like, surface pictures. But when the girl got crazy,
it's like, wait, you hired one of the thoughts?
Yeah, and then Mendici's hired her, like, yo, she'd be at the club. You hired her? And now we're here. That's like, exactly what it is.
The way you look back, like, there's a room full of thoughts behind you.
That was
hilarious.
She probably called Rashida and was like, girl, he pulled a Kirk. This motherfucker hired the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. He fucking held the fucking sparkler, bitch. We see Yandy Mendici's the all jean photo shoot. And Peter, how'd that make you feel? Dad's getting sicker. He got another blood clot. Sorry, I don't know why I wanted to say it like that.
Emergency. Blood clot.
It's from all working with the Jamaicans for years.
Yeah, man, you understand.
He's having an emergency surgery. They might have to amputate your leg. And yes, Mendici's amputate does mean cutting off.
Yeah. Does that mean they're going to cut the leg off?
Yes, boy.
That's what it means.
Your Honor, you mean separate as in divide?
He was there for her, and I like seeing him, you know, step up into that man of the family role. He seemed real concerned. They're cute.
No, I love them.
I mean, they're just cute together.
Yeah. Love them. And so I wish, and we here wish, Yandy, your father, a speedy recovery.
Sure.
We hope everything goes well with that. Moving on from that. From speedy recovery to Sin recovering her areolas placed on television. So we get this Cisco and Sin scene. And I don't know if y'all noticed this. Sorry, Sin, to put you on blast, but I could not stop staring at your damn nipple, girl. I'm just sitting here wondering, like, editors are so shady. We all seen the nip coming out.
We did.
Go back, y'all. It's a little flush. I was like, she got veins
she
coming out her titty.
The
areola.
The pink peach crop top thing on.
Mm-hmm. And so it was real distracting. And so Cisco was being really respectful to her. She appreciated that he hasn't tried to come on to her yet, just allowed them to work together. And then Sin brings up Diamond Strawberry, because I have to say her whole name. Like, he just out here fucking a whole bunch of diamonds.
That makes me wonder what happens in the studio when you work with a producer. She's like, oh, he's been very respectful. Okay, so this is work, right? This is studio time. You showed up. We're working on the song. Are these producers like...
I can tell you, depth, that's exactly how it goes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's...
Yo, Ma, like, let me show you. She's like, stand here, be like, let me show you how to fix this mic like this.
Exactly.
What's her perception of what happens in the studio?
No, it's not even just the studio. And whenever you're a woman is in a male-dominated industry, as soon as she walks in, damn, Ma, you got out there. You like, you be doing... Like, it's that same thing.
Yeah.
Every time. As a comedian, you walk into the comedy club.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm just here to slang these jokes.
Does your voice sound like your ass?
Yeah.
Like, how does my voice sound like my ass anyway?
You want to write?
Why is my
it's
ass
always
in the
something?
Right. I'm just here to slang these jokes. I love you.
Thank you.
I'm just here to slang these jokes. Thank you.
Cisco says, I'll never forget what Rich did, but you know, he did something good for me. What did he do? He brought me to you. He brought you to me.
She was like, first off, creeped out.
I'm not a puppy.
She was like, you brought me. He brought
this
me
to
you.
This is not Air Bud.
Yeah. And it sounds like
Homeward Bound.
It sounds like, I don't know where. Jesse be remembering the damnedest
Air
things.
Bud.
Because Air Bud had a part two. I don't know how they got to a part two.
Air Bud had like three.
Three. It's he had puppies. It was like the three ninjas. Remember those?
That was my shit.
Three ninjas and everybody shit.
It had like nine parts.
I wanted to be Tum Tum so bad. I would eat Twizzlers and be like, yeah, I'm the fucking fat yellow one.
Three ninjas kick back.
I forgot what I was about to tell you. Y'all talking about
Cisco being ridiculous trying to get it since Santana.
Yeah, him coming off like that made it sound like Kasin looked like, wait, have y'all been strategically, that's not a word.
No, but we'll
strategically trying to bring about, me to you, and I'm like some type of piece of meat. I don't know, setting this up. And Cisco had nowhere to go. So he started backpedaling like, no, what I mean is.
Like I care about you.
How did he get to the care about you already?
Because he's a creep. That's why you don't talk to or get close to dudes who be in the friend zone. You can't be close to them alone. She should have always had a homegirl in the studio with her. Because the minute you're there by yourself, he starts to think that maybe he has a chance. And now he feel comfortable enough to be like, you know, I'm really feeling this.
Well, wait.
She should have never been alone with him.
But she's playing it too.
Yeah, bring your homegirl.
She's sitting there, she wafting the pee juice to him, you know what I mean? And she's like, she want to keep him there because she's trying to get that EP.
Yeah, she's trying to get those studio sessions.
She's like, look, I ain't going to fuck you, but I'll let you think it.
She don't even have to give Cisco the draws.
She sure don't. All I she got to do is lick one finger, touch his thigh, and he'd be like, huh.
He would.
Because she's completely out of his league.
She is out of his
She's
league.
Completely
that
out
Gap
of his league.
Police on. Thanks, bye. Yeah, that's Old Navy. That was not Gap. That looked like it was from Rich's last season. But I think he's been watching the show, Keneally. I think he feels some sort of way about his skin stash because, bitch, that shit was Sahara Desert on his lip.
Because it was disrespectful.
He's changed.
Or he didn't go to a Dominican barber this week.
He's changed.
Changed for you. All right, so we get to Sin's event, which apparently, I mean, we don't see Sin do anything for this event, and all of a sudden Magically Delicious pop up. Precious Paris shows up. She brings up Johnny's porn tape. Random. Cisco brings Sin flowers. Thoughtful.
What kind of bouquet was that, though?
Yeah, but then Professor's love.
Sunflowers, but lilies, the dandelions.
You don't want to rush. I was going to say, you don't want to rush.
This is New York, so it would be Stop and Shop.
He got that from the local bodega.
Like I picked this up, I was thinking of
it
you.
It was a bodega.
I was thinking of you. Yeah. I picked these up. And I also was thinking
right next
that
to
we
the
should
tree
be together. We should.
Wait, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Wait, yeah, you brought a little light into my life.
I gave you a hug, bro.
This little Adam.
Yo.
Like, that's all we did. We hugged.
Can we go together? Excuse me?
No, okay, here's the thing. I see what's happening here, and I do think that it is a little organic. I'm going to use the word organic. Because here's why. I think Cisco's the type of person who normally be just getting these bitches, like, because, you know, he'd be going to that one club where there's, like, five people in there. So, you know what I mean? He always be going after those kind of girls. Where Sin, it's like almost a natural situation. She, you know, needed something. Rich put her in the place of Cisco. She seems like a good girl. They have similar issues. So, and he's through this whole situation of like, I'd be fucking these girls over. I need to make a change. Oh, this girl looks like a nice girl. She got her shit together. So, I do feel like he's coming from it, a genuine place, but it's like fucking watching Despicable Me character, like trying to fucking, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you're evil. Like, look what you fucking did. We can rewind the season and see the fucking bullshit you pulled. You done turned Diamond out.
And look what you did yesterday.
You done wound Diamond up, released her into New York City, and now ain't no one, poor, what's her baby's name, my Lisa ain't never gonna see her mama no more.
Wow.
And the fact that Cisco out here built like a box of Nella wafers. He is built like
a sack of
the chicken and the biscuit crackers. The square crackers in the pack. He just looks ridiculous.
No, he look like the Keebler elf cookies with the fudge in the middle of them.
He does. Aw, those were really good
those
cookies.
Were
remember those were good cookies. Those were tasty.
But isn't it too soon? No, I mean, I feel like
Diamond just fucked Rich in the bathroom. Ain't no too soon.
I mean, for Cisco to have made some type of progress in life.
Well, man, he needs a rebound in order for him to make
that. It is too soon. However, when a beautiful woman goes around someone like Cisco, he doesn't understand. People like that don't understand sometimes that she's only around for the business and not because she likes you. It's like Revenge of the Nerds. Like, you know, you work at an office and, like, you interact with the nerdy guys, but because you have to. But right. That's their first time interacting with a cute girl, so they be like, hey, you want to go for drinks? And you be like, no, dog, I'm just talking to you because we work together. Don't get it twisted. That's exactly what happened here.
I can't be mad at him, though, because you got to take that shot. He might not have this type of chick in his presence often.
Take the shot.
Take the shot. I mean? You might miss it, but
no, I've got one life.
That's true.
I don't know what I was going to start going into Eminem. No,
he looked like the type that would go one crazy chance. On it all.
Yeah.
Like, oh, word.
If Sin gave him a little stitch.
You see Cisco turn bitch real quick.
Real quick. He going to be sniffing around behind her or whatever she say. Yes, Sin. What do you need me to do today, Sin?
My fight will come out like my
Sin, Sin, I ain't slept in 4 days. I made a whole album for you.
She better not give him the draws. She better not.
She
going to be Sin Santana headlining Vegas.
If she play
like,
right.
Mama Sika.
Vegas, the old Vegas. Remember, you know they got that old downtown area.
Yes.
She going to be down
there. Gambling is cheap.
The penny slot's located where nobody ever goes. So she going to be down there.
She be at the Golden Crown.
Yeah.
All right, so mind you, Sin's going to perform now. So she got her Bjork dress on. And
I thought it was cute.
Okay. So Cisco was overhead hand dancing like
he had his producer body language going on.
And Sin thought this was RuPaul's Drag Race lip syncing for her damn life. I think she's like,
she meant well.
I thought I was watching Piece of Me Britney Spears concert. I was like, all right, girl.
Does Cisco not know that we can see him?
I was more.
That's why he was doing it. Cisco, that's what corny does.
He's got no swag.
No, remember when Amina performed and he was still on the stage, standing there with his cup like.
Yeah.
He's got no swag.
None.
Nobody
he's a gumpy dude.
He is.
Just happened to produce music.
There is something I love about Cisco, though. I'm not gonna lie. It's just
geez.
What?
Oh, I mean, not like that.
No,
like,
but that's like, okay.
It's like loving the Michelin man, you know what I mean? Like, I don't ever bring my car to Michelin, but I respect that he's on, you know what I mean? Like,
the Michelin man is not real. He's not even real. You just love him.
You're like, I won't bring my car. Is the Michelin man the same thing from Ghostbusters?
No, that's Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
The way I love them all the same, you know what I mean?
Look like Slimer. Like, he got the same shape as him.
Slimer from Ghostbusters?
No.
Or Ecto. Ecto cooler?
You know who Cisco looked like? Remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? That big ass guy, he put the brain in his stomach.
What was his name though?
I ain't even gonna try. I remember that. Engineer, do you know what that is?
That was Krang.
Krang!
Why the hell did you remember that? What is going on?
We're
gonna do a show called In the Mind of Jesse.
It just opens and it's not a place a lot of people can go. We cannot do that. Alright, so on top of Cisco, I think Cisco was really hurt because I think he wanted to be involved in the modern dancing that was going on the floor.
Oh, jeez.
Because I was just like, this is a tribute song to your brother who committed suicide, and what are these people doing?
Mm-hmm. They were like jamming. They had their...
Liturgical is what they call it in the church. When you get in the church, it's liturgical or whatever.
Oh, it's the praise dance team.
The praise team.
Is that what that was?
I don't know what it was. The dance worship.
Well, bitch, it looked like Cisco was worshiping when the song ended. He was clapping like fucking Coach Carter. Like,
he was. Wasn't
you
he?
Did it. She did that. You did it.
That upper lip skin stash was just...
It's a black dude from Drumline. You're the man, Devin.
Looking like the movie Glory, bro.
Denzel, the singer.
We did. So then we get Sin meeting up with Precious Paris. And Precious, she drops some real shit. She's like, you sound better than Erica.
I don't know if that's the compliment to come with, though, right?
That's really the only compliment you can give her. Because it's like, nah, she's going to be like, you sounded better than Olivia.
Because she didn't.
Yeah, okay. That's the only place you can go.
So Precious is working with the new management team. And basically Sin says, you know, Cisco's cool, but, you know, like, I already mixed business with pleasure before, and, you know, that didn't work out.
Don't just say you don't like him because he ain't cute in the face. I see him.
No, that's the setup. They throw in the lob.
He really look like Despicable Me, though.
That's
real.
That's a great call. I think she's throwing the lob, though. They're going to get together.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Her and Sin and what's his name?
I think they're going to... She gonna lick the lollipop one time.
She better not give him the draws.
They're going to kiss on TV.
Or she can't kiss him.
She going to either put it down on him or she going to give him a hand job. She might have to ease into dick again. You know
she
what
don't
I mean?
Have
yeah.
to,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
She don't have to, but I'm just saying these girls are weak. These girls are emotionally hurt. But Sin... Out of all of them, Sin is the one girl I will give that I could see her not fucking with any of these dudes. Like, being like, I watch this. I know what the bitches be saying on the block. Because Sin's still got to go back to the block.
And what is it? It's not worth it.
I'm still Sinny from the block.
Oh, used to have a little. Still don't got a lot.
But I'm trying to get there.
Trey, call me. Call me Trey. Call me back. all right. So Diamond goes and meets up with Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus. And I'm thankful she didn't drink no liquor.
Yeah, but she drank a Red Bull. I'm scared. I think liquor, I would rather.
She said the liquor wasn't the problem. She was like, the liquor ain't the problem.
That's how she said it, too. You're like, right. Damn. I mean, okay.
Most of her conversation was directed to the bar in front of her. That's usually not a good sign.
She's just young and confused.
She said, very confused, because she said, you know, I just don't get it. I just don't understand how I be put in certain situations, bitch, because you put yourself in them. Mm-hmm. You left your daughter. You moved to New York for no reason. The man you thought you were going to marry, you were lying to him. You guys were lying. You moved out here to New York to be on Love and Hip Hop. Let's keep it fucking real. Because if you thought you were going to marry him, once you realize that he puts you in a bird nest and he ain't fucking you no more, then you should have went back to your family, to your daughter, and been a role model for her. But instead, you're out here putting yourself in situations, because then, once the love of your life didn't want to fuck with you, you went over here to fuck with his best friend, and now you're sitting here putting the blame on Rich, talking about, why do people put me in this situation? He asked if he could fuck you in the bathroom, and bitch, you stood the fuck up.
And went.
So you put yourself in those situations. So, no, I'm confused.
I think that's accurate.
That's pretty accurate.
That's accurate, Jesse.
And, you know, it's just sad, though, that...
Just go back
that,
to
that, that's what it has become. Because now she's going to watch this back, and you know, at some point, she's going to be like, damn, that was dumb. You didn't even get no food, dog. You didn't even get no dinner, man.
I think there should be, I don't know if it should be a show or a book written, but it should be called Ambitious Thirst. Because that's what it is. Like, there's slightly an ambition there to be somebody, right? But then it's like that thirst that's like, I will literally do anything. You know, and it... And it's they don't go well together.
No, and it's crazy because that thirst really overpowers a lot of these... I'm not just going to say girls, a lot of these people's minds. Mm-hmm. Because when she started crying, I feel her. I know she's just a confused little girl, and it made me feel for her, and it made me hurt for her. But it's like, I can't get over the fact that you can't rationalize that this situation, that you're crying at a bar, that a man was like, deuces... And you're not sitting here saying, like, I need to be with my family.
Right.
I need to be with my daughter. Like, I need to be strong for her because I don't want no man to ever treat her the way that I'm being treated, because that's what's going to fucking happen, Diamond. Hello.
Just go back to school, man. What happened to getting a nice education?
FIT. Come back out here, girl. Come on.
Get a nice, you know, education. Get an internship.
You know what it is?
What's up with this?
Slow money. That's slow... Nobody wants to do that.
I would start a GoFundMe account for her.
But
I would
start. She don't make no money being on Love and Hip Hop now. Come on now. Mm-hmm.
But there's people who have come up.
And
she
like, she's so a C-list character, and ain't no one after this season fucking with that pussy.
But people are like, yo, if you do some really, really ratchet and dramatic things, you could end up being
so you go from
a main attraction.
$2,000 an episode. To $5,000 an episode.
But she's not a likable character. Like, that's, Jocelyn, that works for Jocelyn. Johnny Blaze can come up in this, on this brand.
Yeah.
I see Johnny Blaze coming up on this. Diamond, like...
She don't know how to do it. It's sad to watch the fact that she just doesn't have that moral compass. You're talking about, like, a wake-up moment She hasn't had it. Because there's no where. Like, her mom, honestly, she needs to just dive in here and tackle her. I don't know, kidnap her.
It's too, but you know what? It doesn't matter. And her, at this point, her mom can't really help her either. All she can do is bring her back. Because Diamond has low, this is low self-esteem behavior. Your mom, can't nobody bring you back from your low self-esteem except you. That's the only the only thing that can help you. Your mama can't help you. At this point, your daddy can't help you. You looking for validation from men. You can only help yourself. Diamond got to help herself, and she's not going to help herself until she notices what's the problem.
What the problem is, and it starts here. In the mirror.
You know, Diamond, I think we got to get some good nutrients in you. Girl, hit me up. We'll get you on some Herbalife. It'll change your the chemicals inside of you. I'm serious. It'll change the chemicals inside of you. We'll wake up a happier person. And you won't need no man, girl. I got you. Hit me up. So Diamond starts crying, talking about, I know I come off as a bitch. No, you don't come off as a bitch. You come off as fucking crazy. But I've been hurt. I get it. Nobody understands me. I'm sorry. I want to be friends. I was hurt. I latched on to you. That's exactly what happened. I'm glad that you can realize what happened. Yeah. Now stop being fucking crazy and go home. Get away from these people. This man literally just deuced you at a table. He fucked you last week, deuced you at a bar, and left you there sitting your Red Bull, drinking a Red Bull. Which you probably had to buy the Red Bull yourself.
On TV. Don't get me wrong. People do stuff like that often. People do crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. People live wild lives and they have their fun. But you did it on VH1, though. So now... It's sealed in time. She didn't even have to do that. She didn't have to do that.
Nope.
At all.
No. Poor girl. Emotionally unstable.
Well, speaking of emotionally unstable, Johnny Blaze on her TV show or radio show is doing this interview. Tara's listening in. For everyone who's getting upset, I don't know if I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry. I'm from fucking Boston, and that's just how the fuck I'm going to say it. Tara.
Oh, what?
Tara? Apparently, we come up saying it like Tara.
But well, it's just different dialects from where people are from. Come on, guys. Stop being ridiculous.
Tara.
T-A-R-A.
I say Tara.
Just call her Miss Wallace. Miss Wallace.
Tara.
So she's talking about that she made the sex tape for private clientele only, and it leaked. Johnny says that everyone has done something crazy in this world, and maybe it's not exposed, so don't judge me for it. And I get that portion of it. But the thing is when it's a consistent fucked up thing that you're doing, crazy thing that you're doing,
issue.
You know, then it becomes like, well, now we can label you. Now we can put you in a box. And I'm not saying that that's the box that you belong in, but that's how people could get that idea of maybe you belong in this box because it's consistent. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, might be out here. You might be a little innocent little person. Might find, you know what I mean? A little 50 Shades of Grey. The man records you or something like that. And then it get outed. And then your whole family's like, oh, girl, we didn't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? But Johnny, you be putting yourself in situations. You like Diamond out here lying to yourself, talking about I don't be putting myself in situations. You girl, you put yourself in a situation. Moving on from that. Tara and Johnny are talking about the party talk. We find out Johnny says that she loves Rich. Actually, she's in love with Rich and wants them to be a team.
When did this love happen?
That's what I was going to say. And she said, everybody knows how I feel. Who is everybody?
It's because last season I thought it was Erica Mena. And
right.
And before, wasn't she the one in the vlogs about the whole Drake thing?
Was she? I don't
she
even
was
know.
Like, she said that he got her pregnant and that he, and then she took testing and he wasn't pregnant.
I don't take anyone
pregnant.
With Drake fuck seriously.
I'm like,
Drake be out here singing these love songs and everyone be like, Drake wouldn't do this. I mean, Drake has never been in a consistent relationship.
Because Drake is 28?
I'm still having an issue with this word leaked. You know, whenever somebody says, you know, and then all of a sudden it got leaked. When are we going to stop doing that? Or is that like the politically correct way to say...
It's just the way to make it seem like you didn't do it.
This is the next step for advancement.
Yeah. That's the way.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, so this is the next step.
After I signed those contracts, Vivid leaked my tape.
Right.
Or a better way to say, the hood rat I was dating put it out because he was salty at me. Stop dealing with these hood rats and you wouldn't have these tapes coming out and leaking.
But I heard
right,
she was
when
with
you're
a
fucking
white dude,
someone
though.
Ace Boone. Like.
Right, you...
She was with a white dude, though, in this
that
poem.
That's what
somebody said on Twitter.
She probably gave him syphilis.
And
he was like, you dumb bitch. You dumb bitch. You gave me syphilis. God damn it. I'm going to fucking out you, girl. I paid you $560. And this is what you gave me? My fucking dick is raw and red.
What is the $60? Why did it? What's the change? Yeah. What's the change?
Well, it was $500, but then she did some extra trick for $60.
I hope no white people were offended by
I'm white, okay? So I said the joke. I can say it. Just, you know what I mean? Like, sorry.
Stop trying to fool us with this leaked. Just say, my publicist said the next step in our plan for my, you know, we're going to now release the tape. This is, so sign here and here.
Release the secret weapon!
Well, she's straight, bring out a shower rod. I mean, it's not like...
Mimi?
You a stripper. So, I mean, it's not... I'm not, like, shocked, like, ooh, Johnny Blaze 6 tape.
It's not like Mimi Frost.
Right, it's not like that. It's like, oh, cool, Johnny got a sex tape, wow.
I don't know.
I'm especially not surprising after the last scene of her when we seen her in her damn fucking work outfit.
That's what I was going to say.
Sure ain't Krispy Kreme.
This was historical. This is one of the first times. I don't want to, you know,
that's
use
a
it
big
like,
word.
I don't want to use it in like an Obama sense. But it was like, this is the first time that we actually get to see. This is the first time. That all these girls like are strippers or ex-prostitutes or all this stuff. We never get to see them in their element, though. So this is the first time on TV they were like, so now let's show Johnny in her element.
But didn't they show Nia Lee stripping? Remember last season in New York? She was a stripper too? The bald head with the fade?
Yeah.
She had the murder one?
Yeah, it wasn't as, like, shocking as this Johnny, though.
Johnny was like, full on. We was like, wait, who is that? Oh, that's Johnny! At work.
Sin City be jumping, though. I will say this. Sin City and New York be jumping. They got the best music. Well, all strip clubs got the best music. They got
strip clubs
the best
be having some good
music.
Food,
I've never
too,
been
boy.
In a strip club.
Strip club
food be bombing
the
strip club, dog.
Man.
What? I've never been to a strip club.
They got the best music. Not the ones out here. They got the best music and the best food.
Well, I do know that there's this old couple where I'm from, and there's one strip club on Cape Cod. It's called Zachary's. It looks disgusting. But I was working one time in these old... Not at Zachary's. I was working with my Jamaican friends. And this old couple came in there, and they were complaining about the food. And come to find out that Zachary's actually has the best lobster on Cape.
I'm trying to tell you.
Like,
that's like a hidden secret. Strip clubs, you're having some good food.
They do.
Seriously. Shout out to the Rolex. Shout out to...
Good food and pussy. Guess you just went in there. All right. So
shout out to Coco's.
Johnny's at work dancing. She asks, what's up with Diamond to Rich? She says, I love you. Why do you hurt me? He says, like, girl, my thing is like, he don't take you seriously. Like,
at all.
And this is the thing. Like, guys can be whores, but then they don't take hoes seriously. It's like, y'all were meant for each other. Y'all were built on the same arc.
That's my question, though. Is Rich really... Is Johnny looking crazy on TV, but Rich really telling her this stuff in private?
Oh, I believe.
Like, I love you, baby. And then she's like, I love you. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hit her up later. You can't be saying that stuff on TV.
Right.
You know they recording everything we say?
Yep.
Come here, girl.
You're going to ruin the storyline. You're going to ruin the story. I'm trying to make you get you on next season.
Yep, exactly.
Because he is Don King with selling some hope, boy.
Ain't he Don King?
He will sell
Only
some hope.
Only in America.
Okay.
Only in America.
Sell hope to a hoe. All right. She said, do you love me? He says, no, I don't. He calls her a maniac, and then she knew to tell him, spell it, and he spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
I ain't hiring nobody that can't spell maniac.
Do you think Johnny knew how to spell maniac?
Clearly better than he did. But actually, I don't know, because she didn't correct you.
No, she didn't. She was like, oh, that's right, that's right. That's right. You got it right, Rich.
And then he said that she leaves
so
flowers at his
spell.
Door.
He's sexy when he
spell it again, Rich.
Spell it again.
I just don't know what they're seeing in this guy, man. I just don't get it.
His sperm must taste like Lucky Charms milk. You know, in the marshmallow.
Disgusting. Oh, cereal milk? Ew,
thank you for now ruining something that was
every time
typically
you drink,
amazing.
You stop drinking that milk.
You gotta think of Rich's semen.
First, the good news is I don't like Lucky Charms. I'm not a marshmallows guy.
What kind of cereal are you being?
Fruity Pebbles.
I mean, I could see his
shit. I'm gonna need you to not be 6 years old. I'm gonna need you.
After you watch Cinderella,
is it the Fruity Pebbles or Captain Crunch? We going
I'm gonna
in.
Need you to act your age. You need the nice Raisin Bran.
I mess with the Raisin Bran. I keep it up there because sometimes I gotta switch it up.
No, you need to start eating
that five. Fiber.
You know.
What's the real nasty song? Fiber One. The balls.
Kicks?
No, it's that old people medicine. I'm not medicine. Cereal.
It's starting with an M, don't it?
Right.
Well, on that note, let's head into...
No.
What?
That's the medicine.
Isn't it?
Predictions. Mucinex. The little balls. Now, I'm trying to think.
You're after it's real nasty.
It's old people's...
It starts with an M.
Like Moltrox or...
No!
It starts with an M.
Not muddy.
Find out. Can't carry on with the show.
Carry on. So Peter's buying a ring. I mean, at this point, I don't even know who he's buying this for. Tara, Mina.
Is it a year and a half later and a baby later? Oh, yeah, let me get you that wedding ring for the marriage that we have, by the way.
You know, I've already gone on to sandals with
She's been asking
Tara.
For a ring. That's what he said in the little preview. Yeah. She's been asking.
But did y'all see that?
Yes,
ring?
Nigga, because...
Stefan, don't use that word.
Sorry. Yes, N-word.
They don't say it on Empire. We don't have to say it here.
That's right.
We're not going to use that anymore. Grape nuts. That's the cereal. That's nasty. That's cereal.
And it's crunchy too. I don't like that.
Grape nuts, man.
Yeah, that's disgusting. I'm so mad you really looked that up.
And I typed in old people cereal.
What else comes up? Fiber One. Is that Fiber One right next to
it? That is Fiber.
Cracklin' Oat Bran. Fiber Plus.
Hey, listen. Cracklin' Oat Bran is good.
Good friend cereal. What the?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Right, is that a mixed cut? Is that an interracial couple?
We see Amina was on a cereal box?
Yeah.
Huh?
An interracial couple on a cereal box.
It's an interracial couple on a cereal box.
All right, Cashy, good friends. They got a little old Asian man with a white bitch. Kashi, whatever the fuck it is. Kesha, whatever. Amina is with some new dude. I don't know if he's going to be a music producer.
Please, Amina.
That's what I'm assuming it is, and they're making it seem like it's a romantic thing, but she's probably like, I can't work with Peter no more.
Oh, yeah, because Peter was spitting them whack bars in the studio.
He was a decent looking
dude.
Sounded
like, yo, hustling, sounded like Curtis Blow in the booth. Like, get out of here, Peter. Get out of the booth, man.
Stop it.
I'm in the booth, and I'm going to say it again.
It sounded like Cass with the friendly guy. We got Cisco and Sin again, which who knows where the fuck that's going to go, whatever Mona decide to write next week.
Man, Sin, don't do it, Sin.
Chinks and Chrissy are talking about apartment shopping. Chinks sound like he's just mad again.
But it's not like they talking about apartment shopping. Chrissy is always running ahead of Chinks.
What's wrong with wanting to have a nice home to live in?
But let's discuss
that. I can't move out the crib?
No, but...
Can you sign the divorce papers first?
I can't get a new apartment.
No, but she said, I've been apartment shopping. He's like, well, when are we going to talk about something first and then move together?
Right, because, no, think about it. No, Cornelia, listen. This bitch stopped birth control without having a conversation.
No conversation.
What was the second thing she did?
The magazine.
The magazine without no conversation. Now she's apartment shopping with no conversation.
It's consistent.
Come on, Cornelia.
I know, but in this, the other stuff, yes. However, he living with her. You can't say anything about me looking for a new crib.
But as
you're
a man,
with me.
As a man, and they're trying to be equal in this relationship. Chinks is right, I think.
I think he's right, and we'll obviously see next week.
I guess it's ridiculous.
Well, we got to see what next week is and what the whole situation is, and then we get Johnny versus Rich for hoping this is going to be the final time.
Yeah, right.
This reunion going to be real fun.
When is this reunion?
Girl, who knows? Probably
episode
20 episodes.
Is this 92?
I don't know. Whenever we, the fact that it went from Hollywood to this, I feel like I'm in this like delirious hip hop world. I'd just be floating around, just seeing characters. Like, my niece going to pop up one day in my life. Like I'd just be like, just like I don't even know, like cartoon character world.
Who knows?
These people are like Care Bears to me. On that note, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Cornelia.
Me at I. And more fire.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.